Talking with Natalie Lewis right now, the head volleyball coach with the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. They've pretty much wrapped up a terrific regular season, winning the regular season for the Rolling Valley Conference. They've got the tournament coming up for the Rolling Valley this weekend, and then they head in to postseason next week. Coach, congratulations, 19-2 on the year, 7-0 in the conference during the regular season. What a season that you and the girls have put together.
Yeah, I think they've done a good job. I'm, you know, a lot of seniors, so I'm pretty proud that they came through and kind of follow through on some of their goals.
I think you knew you had a good team coming in, but did anything surprise you about how well this group's played this year?
You know, I agree. I think I did know I had a good team coming, because even last year, I think I had a good team. I knew I had a good team coming. I think they just kind of like sold themselves a little bit short last year, but like this year, I think they just came in with like, oh wait, we can really do this. So I think their confidence in themselves has been so much better, and I think that's kind of surprised me. And honestly, some of the growth they've had, just maturity obviously, but mentally too, just staying tough. Like last year they might have just crumbled a little bit more under pressure, and I feel like this year, like they're on top of it and they feel more confident in that. And I think that probably has surprised me the most, but very pleasantly so.
And you got to like the intensity that they must have played with last Thursday. You go out and dominate kind of a pretty solid CAM program over the years. They might be down a little bit this year, but you give up 15 in set two. That's the most that you allow that night. So to close out the regular season playing at that level had to make you feel pretty good.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was the first time we played in CAM, I think, since maybe their freshman year, because we'd had the last two at home. So it's kind of different. And last year, I think we had, like, we went to five with them, and it was just kind of like that end of the season, like, lull. And so we talked a lot about that, just making sure that we stayed tough and stayed aggressive and played our game. And I think the girls came out and did that really well.
Was that the biggest difference, or what was it that led you to having such a terrific performance?
I think the girls played really well. Honestly, their crowd was probably a little bit more into it during the JV game, and that kind of got our girls fired up a little bit, I think, too, and be like, okay, we'll go out there and play. And that's just kind of fun, you know, like we don't necessarily get that everywhere. So, you know, that was fun for them, and I think that gave them a little bit extra motivation.
What level do you think Malia Clayburgh's playing at right now? 25 kills the other night, 467, her kill efficiency. I mean, those are some incredible numbers.
Yeah, she is playing really well. I think she's really locked in right now, and you can tell that. And like, well, even yesterday at practice, I think she hit the net once and she wasn't happy about it. So like, I know her expectations for herself are up there, and I think she's been swinging really good, and legs seem to be fresh still this point of the season, which is good. And hopefully after this week, you know, have a little bit of a break from matches and then get into the conference tournament. We're ready to go for postseason. But yeah, she's been playing really well.
And you got big matches as well from Ashton Clucky and Aubrey Hoffbauer. It's always nice to have a player like Malia that can go out and dominate. But if you don't have other players that can do something at the net as well, defenses can focus on them a little bit more. So nice to have some other players still swinging well.
Yeah, against CAM, honestly, I think that's maybe the most swings Ashton's gotten, but actually I thought she really was aggressive with all of her swings, and I thought that was probably her best game that she's had completely, and I thought she did a really good job. They were cheating middle pretty hard to the outside, and it was good that we recognized that and were able to take advantage of it.
Coach, how did the back row play?
Good. I was pretty happy with our defense. We kind of changed some things up a little bit, just tried some different looks. We had a decent lead in the third set, and I'm like, all right, let's try just a few people different spots and see how it goes, because I think defense down the road is going to be what's going to keep us going in the tournament.
Coach, as you guys roll into that Rolling Valley Conference tournament, you've defeated all these teams during the regular season, but how important is it for you to have the regular season and the conference tournament championship with the postseason starting next week?
Obviously, it's a big momentum push for us. So I think, I mean, if we can go through the conference tournament and, you know, come away with a win with that, which is our goal, obviously, I think that'll be just good momentum going into the next 2 weeks of tournament play, just to try to get our confidence. Obviously, our first round, probably our first two rounds are going to be conference teams. So we just need to be able to make sure that we can go in there confidently, but not overlook anybody and take care of business play our best ball as much as we can.
Is there any concern with the tournament being Saturday and then you turn around on Monday and you got to play again when the postseason starts?
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing. I think I've probably said that in the past, but it's kind of, it is what it is. And I've done this for a couple of years now, so I guess I've gotten used to it. You know, lucky for us, I mean, we have a decent seed going in, so it's not like we're coming out swinging with, you know, a big ranked team or something like that, which would be a lot harder. But I do think that, you know, it's not ideal. We have to play them first round in the conference tournament and then turn around and play them again first round Monday. So, you know, for them, that's like a little bit of back-to-back. But, you know, we just got to stay focused and make sure that we play our game.
Have you had a conversation with the girls about that staying focused part? Because as you said, you open up the tournament Saturday with Arweva, then you get them on Monday. They've struggled some this year. So to stay mentally sharp, is that a conversation you've had with the girls?
Absolutely. And we've had this conversation, you know, a little bit throughout the year, just in some of the tournaments we've been to and whatnot, where they might play a little bit different speed of ball than what we're used to. And that can be hot. That can be tough on a team. You know, you want to play a certain speed. And I remember, like, we play some of those teams that, you know, like, it's like the Manning, they're like, hey, that's the speed we want to play. And I'm like, yes. Sometimes we just have to create that for ourselves too. And so I think that is something we constantly have talked about this year. And so the girls are well aware, and I don't want to say we're getting better at it, because it's not an easy thing to do. But I think if we do the little things right, we serve tough, we, you know, we pass well, like everything else will come.
Coach, you and I were chatting before the interview. Brackets came out. As you mentioned, you're probably getting two local teams in that opening round. What did you think of the pairings, you know, when they did come out? You got, you know, number one St. Ansgar kind of looming on the other half of your region.
Well, my first thought is I know where that's at, and that's a really far along. That's a really far long trip. But I mean, obviously, I know it'll be a neutral site, whoever they play. But you know, honestly, like first two rounds, the teams we're familiar with. After that, I haven't seen New Fonda or I think it's West Bend Mallard play, which looks like those were the two favorites coming out there. So I haven't seen them play. I know they commonly play East Sac with us, so that gives us a little bit to go by. But other than that, you know, you hope for a good draw. I'm pretty pumped to get three home matches. As long as we keep winning, like, that's pretty exciting for us. It's always better to play in your own gym. So, I mean, we'll take that as a positive.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, it's been a great season so far. I feel like I've kind of watched it from afar, even though I've seen you guys several times this year. Appreciate everything all season long. We're looking forward to the start of the postseason. So best of luck coming up this weekend with the Rolling Valley and then next week with the postseason as well.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for covering us too.
You bet. Head Coach Natalie Lewis again with the Coon Rapids Baird volleyball team.